Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's edition of the International Black Summit Talk Show. My name is Lenar and I will be your host for this broadcast. Welcome to all our listeners. For those of you unfamiliar with the International Black Summit, it is a conversation that is being given by LIFE to the world through people of Black African descent. The conversation finds its expression in the declaration of the International Black Summit. The summit is also an event that takes place during the first weekend in August each year, attended by people of Black African descent who are committed to the unfoldment of the declaration of the International Black Summit in their lives. The summit is also a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views who come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration and to explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. The summit is a place to clear yourself so one is able to hear what life is telling you. It is a conversation of acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of who we are as a people and the contribution we are to the world. For more information about the International Black Summit, you can listen to past shows at www.blacksummit.org/radio. That's www.blacksummit.org/radio. Or to register for regional activities for the annual event, log on to the International Black Summit website at www.blacksummit.org. The IBS talk show has several segments, one hosted by John Thomas on the first Sunday of each month, which is an in-depth discussion of the various distinctions created and explored in the summit community. On each second Sunday of the month, I host a segment of conversations with summit leaders in which I interview those summit participants who have significantly contributed to the conversation. And the third Sunday of each month, there is a segment hosted by Clara Lyons Devon entitled You're Invited. It's a space to keep you involved in the conversation of the summit and informed of the many summit events and activities going on around the globe so you can interact with folks who are keeping the conversation of the summit alive and creating phenomenal results in their communities. Tonight's show, however, is a special broadcast. It is a short departure from the usual conversation with a leader. For tonight, we're having a conversation with leaders in the summit who happen also to be women and mothers. And before I introduce a couple of our moms who are here with us tonight, I'd like to just give you a little background about the Mother's Day that I found out about today. I did not know until earlier this morning that this is today marks the 100th anniversary of Mother's Day, and that it was begun and campaigned and championed for almost a decade by Anna Jarvis as a day dedicated to honor mothers. And she chose a Sunday because she wanted it to be a holy day, not a holiday. And the second Sunday in May because it was the anniversary of the death of her own beloved mother. By the way, Anna Jarvis never married and was never a mother. Now, it wasn't until 1914 that President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation calling for the observance of Mother's Day. Soon after, other countries followed, including Canada, which made it official the following year. So we'll talk about that possibly a bit more. But right now what I'd like to do is bring on and introduce to you a couple of mothers who are here on the line with us this evening. And who we have with us thus far is Valerie Redmond, who is the mother of Malika, Rashida, and Nabila Redmond. And also we have Catherine Thomas, who actually is the grandmom and of the life of me right now at this moment. I don't have her granddaughter's name on the tip of my tongue, although I know she's graduating next Sunday. So without further ado, welcome, Valerie. Welcome, Catherine. And happy Mother's Day to the both of you.
Well, thank you, Lanier.
And happy Mother's Day to you, the mother
happy
in you,
Mother's
Lanier.
Day.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
So before we get started a bit more, before I begin answering the asking questions, is there something that you would like to say, like in by way of introducing yourself?
I'm having a wonderful Mother's Day.
That was so great. Were you taken out to dinner? Did you get breakfast in bed? Did you get flowers, holiday cookies, cakes?
Since they're all 1,000 miles away, the answer is no.
Did you get your phone calls and your cards?
I got
and flowers?
I got my phone calls, I got my cards, I got my flowers.
All right. All right. Valerie, what about you?
Well, right now we're right in the middle of celebrating with my children and then with my new adopted children, and I find that I kind of travel through life and accumulate children. So they've prepared a really beautiful dinner and a really lively conversation, and we're just having a wonderful time. And I got emails from the ones that they're kind of spread from coast to coast, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, and two down here, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. And so with the ones that are here, you know, I've had a wonderful afternoon, beautiful. After we've had some, you know, it's really kind of funny. Today started out with really, really bad weather, you know, bad winds, bad storms through Georgia. But then this afternoon here in Atlanta, it just turned out to be such a spectacular day that it was just very powerful. So it's been a great day. A great Mother's Day.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm so grateful to the both of you, you know, for taking time out of your Mother's Day holiday to spend it here with me and with those who are listening and who may be in the chat room. So I am going to open up the chat room right now, and I'd like to begin with my first question. So we're here a little bit to talk about mothers in the International Black Summit. So Valerie, and Catherine, when was your first summit, and why did you come? Why did you come to the summit? Either one of you. Both of you are live on the air now, so just
okay.
You know, go ahead and speak up. And you might want to just introduce, you know, give your name so that I can recognize your voices, but listeners may not be able to.
All right. This is Valerie. I can go. Catherine, unless you wanted to go.
No, you, I think, precede me in the summit, so go first.
Okay. Well, let's see. I first heard about the International Black Summit after the initial event that occurred in Atlanta.
Which was 1991.
After people had experienced the first summit in Atlanta, there was just such a joy and a power that it came through when people were sharing about the summit and what was being birthed into the world inside of that conversation. And you know, as I was hearing more about it, kind of realized that all of my life I've been walking towards this conversation, that that it was a conversation that, you know, was really one that I've heard in my spirit for a long time, and that I was walking towards it, and I had no idea, you know, where it was going to, how it was going to manifest or where it was going to be. So when I heard that there was an International Black Summit, a transformational conversation to empower black people of African descent, I was participating in the Landmark Forum, and I had participated in the S training years before. What I saw, I'm a single parent. I have four children, a son who will be 40 this year.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes. And I have my three daughters. So David and Malika are 10 years apart. And, you know, it was one thing to see myself raise one for a long period of time by myself. But then all of a sudden the universe gave me three. And
wow.
I was clear that I would not have enough time, enough strength, or enough words to create around them a powerful enough conversation to mold them to be the powerful people that I envisioned them being, and that it would be necessary for me to have them in conversations, you know, inundated in conversations for empowerment, for empowering themselves and for empowering their friends and, you know, for creating powerful futures for themselves. And it really almost ends up being the sum total of the information and the ideas and the exposure that a child has that really frees them up and gives them the power to spread their own wings. So I was real clear that I needed to have my children involved in a powerful inquiry about life. So I, you know, I knew that there wasn't enough words for me, from me that I could give them. So, you know, kind of early in their lives, they've always had lots of moms around them. You know, lots of fathers, and we would say you have lots of ooms around you, and you have a lot of abus around you. So, and you know, they may not be related to you. You're not just being raised by a single black mother in the United States, which is a very disempowering conversation sometimes.
Could be, yes.
Who, and so I kind of set it up that way for them to have that support. So when I heard about the summit, it was an answer to prayer. It was just an answer to my prayer to be able to have them be involved in a conversation of black people, you know, with black folks who are looking at being responsible for the conversation that is going on about us, and being able to take the reins and create the conversation we want to have go on about us. And so in 92, I went to the summit in Detroit in Highland Park, Michigan.
That was my first summit also.
And it was just so amazing. It was like the whole event was a deja vu experience manifested from 1977. I mean, everything to the location, to the closed down Ford plant, to the names of the streets and the committee that met us, was an experience that I had a vision about, a deja vu experience about. I knew I was walking towards this conversation, and it would be what would give me the partnership in my life to have my children be, you know, powerfully who they were sent here to be on the planet.
And did you bring them with you at that summit?
Not at the first one.
Okay, good.
Because I really wanted to see if that's what was so.
Good,
you know,
mothering. In my view, that's good mothering. Check it out first. You know, see if it's safe. Great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, and so it answered for me everything possible that human being. Everything the best about what's possible for human beings to create powerfully. The most that I had seen as far as the tool.
As a tool, okay, great.
As the tool. So You know, that year after I had, you know, gotten back home, I was real clear that my girls would be there, be at the next one. And the next one was at in Oakland, California.
Right.
And so when, you know, when it's time to be a place, divine order really does get set into place. And, you know, without any means possible, we were able to, I was able to get them there. And at that point,
before we go there, let's check in, because now we've brought it in, how you got your first summit and, you know, what you were looking for.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to just bring Catherine in, so, you know, to share that. And then we'll get to when the children came.
Yeah.
My
Catherine?
This is Catherine, and my first summit was in 1997.
Wow.
I had been doing Landmark, and one of the facilitators who lives in the Kansas City area decided to have a planning body meeting in Kansas City. So I said to him, please let me help. I was going to help and host, and that was it. And I came.
That was Wentworth Jenkins, correct?
That was Wentworth Jenkins.
Yes.
And I came to that planning body meeting to help and host and make a good impression of Kansas City. And when they started talking about going to Johannesburg, South Africa, and passing around applications, I took one and I thought, well, if I can't make it, I'll just put down the $50 deposit, and that will just be a contribution to this. But I was caught up in it. I heard the declaration, and when they got to the last line, and they said, a transformation of the universe, I said, this is me. So I put in my application to register to go to Johannesburg. I told my sister, and she said, can I go? And I thought, of course you can go. In fact, when you put your plane ticket on your credit card, put mine on there too, and I'll just take care of the hotel. And she said, okay, I've been wanting to go to Africa. And I said, and you're going to love the summit. And that was my first involvement. Now, my children were grown. I wish they had been around like Valerie's. And I couldn't have that impact of the summit on them. But I had this little granddaughter, Vanessa Height. And so I brought her to the summit the next year in Atlanta. She was 12. I had seen Valerie's daughters growing up powerfully in the summit. And now I wanted some of that for my granddaughter. And she came again to Memphis at 15, and she came last year to New Orleans at 21. And I am so proud of that young lady. It's Saturday, Lanier. She's graduating from George Mason University and going straight on to graduate school.
Wow.
The summit has contributed for her, and now I have three little grandsons, and I cannot wait to raise them in the International Black Summit so they can be powerful black men.
I'm so glad, you know, that you shared that it was that the last line of the declaration that, you know, that spoke with you. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And that, you know, did it for you. You brought your granddaughter, and that you just said that Malika, Nabila, and Rashida were role models. I mean, you know, 97.
Ooh,
wow. They,
ooh,
right,
that Malika? Oh, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're here to hear that, Valerie, the impact that your daughters made on, you know, someone.
And then I picked up a new granddaughter in Johannesburg, and I introduced her here, that same summit in Atlanta, and that was Nandy.
Yes, Nandy.
She's my adopted granddaughter.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Who now has a son, McKay. Nandi has a little boy.
I'm a great-grandmother.
Yeah, she sent photos around. If you haven't seen it, I'll have to send it to you. It's on the website now.
I know. I've seen it before, but I see it on the website, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have a caller on the line I'd like to just check in and see. 908-753. Hi, you're live on the air with the International Black Summit Mother's Day Show. Was there a comment, or are you one of our moms?
I'm one of your moms. This is Charlie Sutton.
Hey, Miss Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Wow.
So it is so good, you know, that you were able to join us, because I know you were, didn't think you would be able to, and I'm so grateful that you're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to be on here and listening in, and happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Oh, happy Mother's Day.
And, Charlie, what we've been sharing at this point is our names in the first summit. Well, the moms have been sharing their name and their first summit. And I've already introduced you as Charlie, so would you like to speak to, your first summit? And we were just about to get to, like, then why you brought the children or what year your children came.
Okay, I'll combine that a little bit. My first summit was in New York in 1995, and I came with my son, my youngest son, Omar, to that first summit, as well as a couple of friends. We all brought our children, you know, and we would get up every morning. We live in New Jersey, and we would commute into the city every morning to get to the summit. So it was exciting, and what I didn't know until later was that that was the first summit debut for the youth summit. So I was really glad that my son Omar got to be a part of that first one. Yeah. Now, he came to several summits after that. However, his participation was always not in the room. So, I was always getting coached about you get your summit, how you get your summit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what stands out about that. But yeah, he definitely came and participated and refers back to that. In fact, he was over earlier today, and we were talking about the last summit he attended was the one in Toronto. And again, he spent the majority of his time outside of the room. You know, now my older son, Alex's first summit was in Atlanta. And I can remember him, both of my sons, after, except for the first one, once they attended, they, even though that they could go into the youth summit, being that they had turned 18 and were over 18, they always participated in the adult room. However, particularly Omar, in the evenings and all, they all were always hanging out with youth. You know, but so they would be back and forth in both rooms. And I think that was a good experience for them. And it was really nice in terms of me watching them decide and grow into, like, their adulthood, you know, recognizing all aspects of themselves. So it was just a learning experience for me to have them participate in the summit with me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that, Charlie. And Valerie, so now I've heard from two moms who were impacted by your children having participated in the summit, because mm-hmm. they've mentioned the youth summit. And prior to Malika, Nabila, and Rashida, well, and particularly Malika, there was no youth summit.
Mm-hmm.
So you were about to speak about that you brought, you came in 1992 out of others sharing and out of, you know, the declaration and out of wanting something for your children to step into the world powerfully. And so you brought them to the summit in 1993. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so please pick up your story there.
Okay. Rashida was, let's see, Rashida was 8 going on 9. Malika was, Malika was 12 going on 13. And Nabila was 11 going on 12 when they came. And then, so prior to us, we got busy. Once I got back from Highland Park, I knew that there was something that we could, as a team, begin to work towards, which would be getting to Oakland, California. And so all that year, we went over the declaration. We looked at the declaration. We looked through it and saw the parts that we would, you know, operate inside of during the day, the different, you know, different aspects of the declaration. And for the entire year, we really looked at that. And during that year, I had to get a special request for Rashida because she was young, so young, to allow her to do the Young People's Forum. And so all three girls did the Young People's Forum to get themselves ready to participate in the conversation.
So I want, because at that time, the forum was a prerequisite, the Landmark Forum was a prerequisite for youth and adults or for anyone to attend the summit.
Right.
So that, okay, you want to put that in. And I'm just curious about what part of the declaration, or is there any part that you recall now that you were, that really jumped out for you, that you, because you said you were using it in your daily life.
Let me see.
You were looking at it.
One of the things that I think we looked at is the beginning of the conversation, we declare. We
our
declare.
Our
that was the first part.
Mm-hmm. Or just
uh-huh.
or just we declare.
We did all of it.
Okay.
But the first part was to give yourself permission to make a declaration. Like
okay,
there
right.
like prior to that, for me as a parent, I always thought that a declaration was someone was a proclamation to be made by someone who had more power than I had.
Wow.
Like the Declaration of Independence or, you know, God declares, or I never saw that that was a position that I could step into.
That
so that was like
amazing. No, and really great. I mean, you know, I've not looked at it like that, but that is a great insight. That is fabulous. Keep going.
And so to be able to have those conversations with the girls, that, you know, to be able, the distinction of having a conversation in your life that would either give you mastery in your life or a conversation in your life that would keep you enslaved.
Wow.
And so that was kind of the, you know, when I'm looking back at what was going on with them and with, you know, with my marriage breaking up and looking, trying, you know, looking at, what, okay, what are my next survival strategies that I need to, you know, I was really standing in the space of I don't know that I don't, you know, I was really there. And
right.
And on the declaration, that just lit up on my, you know, lit up for me. Well, if you're stuck where you are, then declare it, you know. And so the declaration was, you know, we declared together, we agreed and declared together that we would be at the Oakland Summit. And things just started moving so powerfully. You know, they got in, you know, we were able to figure out a way for all three of them to do the Young People's Forum. And
right.
I had to drive them from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati and camp out.
forum was?
Right.
Okay,
and,
great.
You know, get them through that event. And then I was also doing a lot of assisting and also in the process of assisting, you know, sharing about the summit and also letting folks know that I'm getting ready to go to the summit in Oakland, California, and I have no means to do it, you know, but I'm just to start generating work and, you know, you're finding, you know, people who needed work around the summit or, you know, different assisting events and, you know, just things like that so that it finally, I finally had gotten a job that I could take the girls to work with me. I was a nanny on an estate. And what the people that I worked for, they bought our tickets and sent us to the summit in Oakland.
How amazing.
Yeah, it was just, everything was just like step by step by step. This is ordered. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it means that if you declared it, you know, and you agree on it and, you know, working towards that, then it'll happen, you know, that it'll open up. When we got there, the girls saw and then I think it was Amafika and Robbins and
Dawson
and the young man from Chicago. I mean, they just kind of clicked and started having their own transformational conversations where, you know, it looked like, and they were so powerfully moved, they declared that, you know, if we don't take a stand, we are the last generation of possibility.
Wow.
For young people, you know, to be able to transform their lives. And so they declared that if we don't do it, no one else can. And that's where the spark lit up for them to see that they wanted to be able to generate a conversation that was different than the adult conversation, because sometimes we're long-winded.
Right.
But they can get to those distinctions faster than we can. They do everything faster than we can.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and what I saw, you know, when they called me in to listen to what their plan was, what I saw was, absolutely, if it is, you know, you get your summit the way you get your summit, and if that's what you see as possible for young folks, then, you know, let's do it. What do you need? What do you need? And I think that's what it is to be a mother. It is to be a parent. That if it is that the goals, the dreams, the visions that your children have for their lives, if they can give you good cause, then you must support that. You don't get to vote whether they should or not.
Valerie,
you must support.
This board has lit up since you've begun speaking, so I want to, I'm about to allow others to come on. No, this is really fabulous,
mm-hmm.
because you've kind of been, you've chronicled, you know, what happened, how the youth summit unfolded from the viewpoint of parent, of mother. And I can remember being in that room in 1993 when the youth came back and said, hey. And they were standing all up there in their nice Sunday best, and they looked really great, and they said, this shall be, we're having International Black Youth Summit. And our eyes popped, and we did what we did, and we supported it. So let me begin. I'm going to open up the line. Here we have a caller, 219-689. Please just identify yourself, give us your name. You're live on the air, International Black Summit Mother's Day Special.
Hello. My name is Mrs. Irene Peavy. And,
Mrs. Peavy!
Yes, hello.
Wow.
How are you?
Yeah,
Bonnie just told me about, you know, this call that we were going to make, and so I'm glad to be able to talk with you, and I'm not going to say a whole lot, but I do want to say that, you know, I'm one of the seniors that tried to make sure that we had a reduction in any of the trips or whatever before the senior citizen discount.
Yes.
So,
I thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then then we were able to get that. I so enjoyed at the time being with the summit and by also going to other places and meeting such nice people. And one of the persons that I wanted to say something about was Lenora. Was it Lenora? Now since been deceased. Adora.
Yes.
Yes, where Adora, what was her last name, please?
Dupree, right.
Because, you know, the things that I liked, like you didn't know a lot of people or hadn't been around them long, and she was so kind to my daughter, Bonita Macklin, and her name used to be Johnson, but it's Macklin now. Well, she was so kind to come and pick us up in Tennessee and bring us to her house and cook breakfast for us. And I thought that was so nice because, like I said, I hadn't met her very long, you know. So, and I loved the way you were trying to get and what you were trying to do for the children and for the people. And it did, you know, in my day, I worked a lot for different things like social services and social things for youngsters as well as adults. And so I thought that to see that young group and especially the young man that was from New York and how he seemed to be so interested in doing so much after I hadn't come to the last, you know, several years of your program. Hello?
Well, Mrs. Peavy, I'm just so glad that you're here. For those of you listening, Mrs. Peavy is part of three generations of moms in the of women in one family in the summit. So there's Mrs. Peavy, her daughter, Bonita Macklin, and Bonita's daughter, Leticia Johnson.
Okay.
So
okay.
I want to acknowledge, you know, all of them. So
yes.
Hold on a minute, Mrs. Peavy. Let me get a couple of more callers here on the line. I'll be back with you in a minute. So we've got caller at 773-308. Hi, you're live on the air. Please identify yourself.
It's Bonita.
Bonita, hi. This is Mrs. Peavy's daughter.
Yes.
That's my queen.
Okay.
And
so, Bonita.
Today is
Bonita's actual birthday. And
yes.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Bonita.
Birthday.
Happy birthday and Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I was born on Mother's Day. It comes around every now and then.
Wow.
So. Bonita, is there something that you would like to say? Like, you know, we've all been here saying just a few words.
Well, you know, we came in, we just left church, and, you know, we came in, you know, we walked out to the parking lot to sit in the car and to be on the call, so thank you so much. And we came onto the call, we were listening to, who was that?
Valerie, probably Valerie.
Hey, Bonita. You're talking about making a declaration and you know, really discovering that for herself, you know, in the midst of the conversations that we've had. You know, that, you know, I kind of go back to that because, you know, there's nothing to do except be, you know.
Yeah.
It's thing that's like the neon sign for me out of the declaration. And, you know, to be clear that, you know, all there is to do is to keep firmly rooted in whatever stand we've taken. You know, whatever declaration we've made, and yes, you know, life shows up, and, you know, sometimes it's, you know, not necessarily something we would design, but, you know, there is nothing to do except be. You know, in my relationship with my mother and my daughter, I mean, you know, I participated around the summit, you know, in the midst of a commitment, you know, to bring healing to myself, you know, to my family, you know, to be available for that and participate in that healing process. And, you know, I don't know if people remember back to a time when, you know, I was with Mom at a hospital. You know, we took her for an angiogram. She had a massive stroke. And, you know, there I was, you know, on the phone, you know, with the summit, like through Kenny, you know, on the phone with the summit. I think it happened to be a time there was a planning body meeting happening that I had originally been scheduled to be at. And, you know, just to know that, you know, there was this body of people and this power and this love being generated, you know, from that body, you know, was what it took for me to remain clear that there is nothing to do except be, you know, and to allow life to unfold and, you know, just keep being available to it. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, what it is to be a mother. I think the last caller spoke about that, you know, what it is to be a mother, you know, that way of just looking at how life is unfolding and making way for that, you know?
Thank you. So we've got I'll come back to you, I promise. I've got several other, like four other callers on the line who haven't had an opportunity, and I know this next one, and actually I know this ID, the phone number. So your mom actually spoke of this person's mom. So caller at 615-500, hi, you're live on the air with the special Mothers in the Summit segment. And I know who you are, so please identify yourself.
Hello. My name is Marquetta Dupree.
Hi, Marquetta.
Hi.
Oh,
my
baby.
Oh,
Marquetta.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah,
hello. How are you?
Yeah. Benita's mom just mentioned your mom. I think you were online to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Hello.
So I had no idea.
Yeah, I'd like your number.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, she was a really great person. So, my mom was Adora Dupree, and she had me do the landmark forum, the teen forum, at age 11. She put me on a plane to Detroit, and Shar and Conrad met me in Detroit and took me to their house, and I did the teen forum, and then that next year in 94, I went to New Orleans, and I met Malika and Nabila and Rashida and Jaman and Falami and Dawson and Taryn. Uh-huh. Glenn's daughter, and Rute, and I don't hope I'm not leaving anybody out, and we created the curriculum for the International Black Youth Summit that year,
right.
And just having my mom bring me to the youth summit, the summit space, provided me with amazing number of things, and one of the main things was a dialogue. We already had a great conversation relationship, but the summit gave us this dialogue to be able to speak to each other, this language to be able to speak to each other in a way that was always so uplifting and positive and healthy and allowed us to look at things from a different perspective. But the other thing it really gave me was these relationships that, when I was in my world of school and whatever else was going on, feeling like the kids around me a lot of times weren't mentally open or spiritually open to where I could connect with them, I knew that there were these youth across the country that I had this connection with, this bond with, and that was so strong that I was able to sustain, you know, those times of loneliness in my own community just by knowing that these relationships were in existence, and that next month or in a couple months I was going to be with these people again. My mom passed away January 8th, 2004, and I just want to honor her today and say Happy Mother's Day to her and to all of the mothers in the summit, and to Education Valerie, all of the women who helped raise me in the summit space. I thank you and I honor you today.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, really. I wasn't sure you'd gotten my message, but I'm glad that you did. So if you can stay on the line. I'm opening up to our next caller. And thank the rest of you for holding on. Just please stay. I'm getting to you. Area code 773-354. Hi, you're live on the air with the International Black Summit Special Mother's Day Edition. Please identify
yourself. This is Letitia Johnson, the third generation of Irene and Benita Johnson Macklin's daughter. Hi, everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Letitia, I'm so glad you could be here.
I am as well. It's so great to, like, just, I'm almost in tears over here just kind of hearing these voices together again. It's been a while.
Yes.
So thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
I'm calling to just, you know, honor my mother individually and specifically. She pulled me, almost kicking and screaming, into the Landmark Forum at age, I turned 15 in the course of the weekends, you know, and I'm just really glad that she stuck with me. I'm so, so glad that she stuck with me. To do that, and it just changed my life. I've done most of the curriculum for Landmark Education, and I've been a part of the International Black Summit all my life, whether I've been there in the space physically or not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I honor my mother for giving me the space to be who there is for me to be, for giving me the, you know, just for being the stand for me to be my greatest self. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing greater than I, you know, it's like it seems easy saying it, but I can't imagine how hard it was to be that open and that trusting that I would do what there was to do. So thank you, Mom. Happy birthday and happy Mother's Day.
And
I honor all of the mothers. I'm not sure who's on the call, but, you know, the names that absolutely come to mind are Rosemary and Meredith and Danita and actually Deborah Small. I haven't talked to her in years, but, you know, like all of the mothers and Robin and Kat and, you know, all of the women who I love and adore and who may not even know how much they mean to me. But really, just thank you for all that you – thank you for all – I'm sorry, can I – what?
What about your grandmother?
Getting there. May I continue, please?
Yes, Grandma.
So thank you very much. And Grandma, thank you very much for being, you know, for being the stand for our family to be a family, for being the stand for us to love one another completely and totally. You know, and thank you for being the stand that I have everything that I want for myself in my life.
Share,
you know,
with
and
these days.
I'm sorry?
Share what you're doing with these days.
Oh, got it. Okay, so you know, really, I wanted to be on the call to honor everyone, all of the mothers for being mothers to me, for being mothers to all of the children of the world, to change, you know, change what there is to change and transform what there is to transform, you know, for ourselves and our lives and the diaspora of our African people. And what I'm doing these days is I'm at Landmark Education World Headquarters in San Francisco, and I've been here for about eight or 7 months on staff at Landmark Education at World Headquarters.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
And so that has been a wonderful, challenging experience. I have found the love of my life there as well. And we are creating a future that is so magical, mystical, and divine that it's unrecognizable.
Wow.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
And for that, I thank all of you. Because I'm clear that it's about the journey, and everyone gets to say they did this. So thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So now we've got a caller at 773-401. Hi, you're live on the air with the special Mother's Day segment on the Summit Talk Show.
Hello, can you hear me, Donita?
Yes, I can. I can hear you well.
Okay, this is Linda Coran.
Linda Coran, I am so happy you are here.
Happy Mother's Day
to you.
Hey, thank you so much. I just left my mom and sister a few minutes ago. Before I was with them, I was with my children. And, you know, now I hear Bonita and her mom and Leticia. I mean, it is old home week.
Yes.
For all the mothers and families. I love it.
Yes.
Just what I have to say about the International Black Summit, the one that had the most indelible impression on me was the one in Detroit. You know, to get there.
Michigan?
Yes.
In 1992.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Where, you know, you get off the plane and the mayor has everything laid out for you, the transportation, where we were going to go, the spirituality that was in that summit. I mean, we were just so taken care of, like mothers take care of their families. And, of course, my children who have been a part of the International Black Summit are my youngest son, Tycho, who is an international musician. He's here in Chicago, just recently back from a tour he went on out of the country. And my daughter, Lyra, who is an associate manager for Junior Achievement, where you work with young people.
Wow.
And my son, Ani Coran, who does a lot of work with me in the community. And I would say the biggest thing I got, or the really important thing that I got out of the International Black Summit was to be amongst all these people who were mayors, senators. I mean, they had dignitaries of every sort, positions in life that you never heard of before, and for all of us to all be in one room together. And what we were dealing with was some conversation about around us as African Americans and the difference that we could make in the world. And just so you'll know what I've been doing, I am a community leader in my community. Like, I am the mother over here in my community, taking care of my community. And the work that I've done merited me being blessed and honored to go to Harvard University's Leadership Institute, where they only select 50 leaders throughout the country to participate in their Leadership Institute.
Wow.
And, yes, and
wow.
In my, hey, it's just been a blessing. And in my community, where we never had more than 10 or 15 people meet for anything, I have had up to 1,000 property owners attend my meetings. I mean, politicians, everybody,
wow.
The who's who, the newspapers, the major television stations have all shown up at my community meetings. And I am clear that that had to do a lot with the International Black Summit and who it has created for me as being a mother, not only to my family, but a mother to my community and a mother making a difference in the world.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yes, and wow. Then, you know, last but not least, just like Leticia's on staff, I am a seminar leader there at Landmark, and we've been hosting African-American introductions, and they have been off the chart. I mean, we have like 50% or more of the people register into the Landmark Forum. And when we complete them, we're doing our African yells. We're like, hey, the spirit is up in this place. Me and Yvette Moyo, and she's the CEO of Real Men Cook, which on Father's Day, you have all the men here in Chicago. They cook at the South Shore Country Club. But it's like we are expanding our community of people who are participating in this work and just being, as I said, a mother to the world. And it's my honor and privilege to be in this conversation today.
Linda, I am so glad.
Linda.
I'm so, so glad that you've had an opportunity to be here. And really, a happy Mother's Day and acknowledgement to you for who you are, because your daughter was in one of the people who was in my group at that first summit, Lyra. And I believe Letitia was too, but I don't remember for sure. But I think it was Letitia and Lyra and two other people, and they really just talked to me about myself. And that was kind of difficult for me, being, you know, their elder in the group. Not that I was that much older, but, you know, but anyway, it really did make a difference for me. And I really got who you had to be, and you too, Benita, for them to turn out that way. So really, thank you. I thank the both of you because they are too powerful. They were then. They were powerful young ladies, teenagers, as a matter of fact. And they're powerful women now. So I thank you for them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, and you're welcome. And of course, for Linda, another reason to for me to acknowledge you as my coach, one of the main people who helped me to have so many people of African descent participate in the landmark in Chicago, and then that group came to the summit. Because I don't, you know, without you as one of my coaches, you know, that would not have happened. You know, you helped, you know, format, you know, the group of people who participate in the summit from Illinois, from Chicago. So I thank you for that, too.
You're absolutely welcome. And you know, Donita, what that reminds me of is when I was in the Self-Expression Leadership Program, we were to create a project and then give it away to someone.
Yeah.
You know, like you, when you create something, it's your baby, but the breakthrough in the Self-Expression Leadership Program was to give it away to someone.
Right.
And so I created a Kwanzaa project, and at that time, white folks, black folks, every kind of folks thought that Kwanzaa was some militant program. No one wanted to have anything to do with it. So it was a breakthrough for me to even create the Kwanzaa project there at a Landmark. And so who I turned it over to was Donita. And Donita had a much greater Kwanzaa than I would have had. And out of her having that Kwanzaa there at Landmark, I stood on her shoulders and created a Kwanzaa project there in the main room of the Chicago Landmark Center, where we had the mayor and his wife from Detroit. What's their names?
Pat and
Pat.
Lindsay Porter.
And
Pat
Lindsay,
and Lindsay
yes,
Porter.
And I still talk to them. And they came, they were a part of our Kwanzaa. And, you know, I raised thousands of dollars for our community to participate in the Landmark Forum because our community just didn't know what this was about at that time. And at one point, Harry Rosenberg said, oh, they can't raise any more money because there was some bad press that came out on them in Minnesota or something. And so I called Pat up. She got all the lawyers on the call. And we were like, hey, they can't stop us from what we're up to. And it was just really powerful, all the people you could meet in the Landmark Forum. And, I mean, out of being in an International Black Summit, that were your partners for life. I mean, I can travel anywhere in the world and meet people from the International Black Summit, and I am welcomed into their home. So it's like everyone from the International Black Summit is, you know, is a mother. They, anytime you show up, they will mother you like your own mother would.
Thank
so there's definitely
that.
The distinction of motherhood in the International Black Summit.
Yes, that is. And so now we've got like two or three more. I mean, I'm telling you, these phones are just popping. Area code 276732. Hi, you're live on the air with this special edition of the International Black Summit Mother's Day Show. Please identify yourself.
My name is Terry Macklin Height, and my mother was one of the people who brought the granddaughter to the Youth Summit, and she said she really enjoyed it. She had never experienced the issues that children had. And she thought it was nice to have it without being judged by the adult.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing
that. That's my daughter. This is Catherine. That's my daughter, Terry.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. Those are things we love to hear.
Mm-hmm. And she's graduating this weekend from George Mason University
and going on
to grad school in the fall.
Congratulations. And
thank you so
Mother's
very much.
Day.
Same to you
happy
guys.
Mother's
happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Mommy.
Day.
Hi, Mommy.
So area code 773-426. Hi, you're live on the air with the special edition of the International Black Summit Mother's Day Show. Please identify yourself. Okay, maybe not. Well, maybe sometimes we have people that just want to listen. I'll check back with that person. Now, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to try this. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes?
Well, I'm still here, and part of this business.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're here.
Still here.
We're
okay,
here.
Great. It's not you. I was trying to bring on a surprise guest, and I don't know if this is going to work. And I had it all lined up, and then I messed up something. However, I'll make an effort to get her back in a moment. So while we're here, earlier on I had extended the show for a little while. So now I'm want to ask, all of the lines are open. Is there anything that you would like to say for yourself on this Mother's Day and the International Black Summit? Let me just say this. One of the questions I had, and I think most of you have answered this, is what difference did it make in your relationship with your child to have them, or children, to have them participating with you in the summit, and what impact did that make on your family?
Mm. Well, goodness. Danita, this is Valerie.
Okay.
Okay, what I want to say is the difference that it made for me was that it allowed me to continue to learn. It gave me the freedom to be thirsty to learn. Where a lot of times what I saw the old model of being a mom was you need to know everything. But there's a real freedom for being able to be ready to learn new things. And my children were always teaching me new things. And I think inside of that, relationship we have is one of a free flow of ideas, an ability to share, new possibilities, and it allows me to have a different relationship than I thought it was going to look like. I don't know if that makes sense, but it just I have very successful children around me that are just a wealth of information, a wealth of new experiences, and they share them with me, and so it kind of gives me an experience of being eternally young, not like I've shut down and not like I've aged to the point where, you put the lid on it and you tighten the cap and that's as far as you go. So I think that's the contribution along those lines for me.
That is fabulous.
Does that make sense? I mean,
yes, it does to me. Absolutely.
Rashida's getting ready. Rashida has a little boy, and she's going to have twin girls in August during the summit.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So you're being a grandmom twice over.
Well, let's see. Nabila has a little girl who's 8. Rashida has a little boy that's 18 months, and now she's expecting twins.
Wow.
And so You know, so that's kind of the bounty of the next generation who will be participating in, you know, in the landmark work and, you know, in the summit. And so, you know, that's kind of the gift that this work has been for me.
Congratulations.
I'm real excited.
I can barely hear whoever that is.
We can't hear you, Grandma.
Can you talk louder?
Hold on. I'm trying to her line.
Say something.
You can't. There you go.
We can hear you now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. We got you. Go ahead.
All right. May I say something? What I wanted to say is that, you know, since we've been pioneers and trying to get things done, I wondered, this crisis now with all of these children that are dying, I would like to see the summit do some work and join in with other groups, and even us seniors, we might help, you know, I'm looking, going to doctors and so forth, so I may not be able to go personally to the group, but if I could make some calls from my house or whatever and be able to help along those lines if we got some kind of a program together to make sure that these poor kids don't die. So many have died, and now we've got to save who we have. And how do we save them?
Well, you know, Mrs. Stevens, that's always a possibility. That's where we stand, inside possibility. And the other thing we say is, you know, it all begins in a conversation. So that's
mm-hmm.
definitely a conversation to begin having to get out there. And now that you've spoken it here, others will hear that. And
mm-hmm.
if that, you know, resonates with someone, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure they will take it on and be looking for you.
Okay.
You know, to be, you know, to engage in a conversation to get some clarity and distinctions on it. So thank you for that.
Thank you. To all of you and hearing your voices, and I am very happy about talking to you and Donita. I hope to see you again. Bye now.
Bye-bye, Mrs. TV. It was great to have you in. Happy
Mother's
Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day.
We have that caller that was here before and kind of left, so I'm going to see if caller at 773-426, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and who do we have here?
This is Mushim Soot.
Hi, Mushim Soot.
Happy Mother's Day.
You're talking about all family. Oh, hello, happy Mother's Day to all my sisters. Oh, my goodness. And my children. I'm claiming you guys. You know that. How is every... I could hear you. You're just glowing. You are bright lights all over the universe. I can hear you, and thank you. I can feel each of you.
Thank you.
Did you hear Ruth mentioned a couple of times?
Yeah, I did. I heard Rute. And Rute is downstairs. He came up a few minutes ago in the office and brought me a sandwich. I said, Rute, you should sit and listen. He said, Mom, I'm doing something downstairs.
Okay.
So he's still very busy. And, you know, we're in the conversation of transformation, just as each of you are. So it's wonderful to know that even though we may not see each other or be with each other, that we're still having the same intent. We're still in the same declaration.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still partners in this. And that's what's beautiful about it.
Mm-hmm. So, when was your first summit, Mo?
I'm thinking my first summit was New York. I'm thinking in 95, because I actually did Landmark in 93.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I believe that Rute was there in 95 in New York with us. And then I think the next one was Atlanta, and then we went to Jamaica, and I'm thinking the last, it was so many, because I think after Jamaica we started going all over the planet.
Right, yeah, that's twice, and yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think my first one was New York, because my 12-year-old. Was with us, well, he's 12 now, he'll be 13, but he was with us, and he was just born in 95, and we did bring him to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he just did his first landmark forum last year, and we're still in the conversation. Yeah, it's absolutely, and then I'm going to be with Linda Coran. I'm actually in the background facilitating that introduction that Linda Coran is doing at Landmark for the African American community.
Mm-hmm.
So I have several guests confirmed attending that. So I will be there assisting to make sure that my guests register and participate.
So what have you initially participated with the International Black Summit?
What had me, and then, when I first did Landmark, one of the conversations that I was in was that I found out that my son was in a gang, and I was in breakdown around it. I had no idea what to do, and so I wasn't doing anything, but I was in deep prayer about it. And after I attended Landmark for myself, I had the conversation, a conversation that said I could participate as a gay mama. So I actually went back to Rute and said, what is it that I know that we can share with your people? And we developed a curriculum. His face lit up. We developed a curriculum. And I started attending weekly meetings. And soon after I did Landmark, I did ILP. So I introduced the work to his people. And several of them went through Landmark.
Uh-huh.
And, of course he did, and, several of the other people that he was participating with Landmark. And when we look back, we had like a 95% success rate, because we made a difference. I can feel it. I'm getting full right now, but we made a difference in the life of those young people that would have otherwise been lost.
Wow.
And so when the International Summit was presented to us, we actually felt like that was the inroad to going into our community with this conversation, mm-hmm. and taking a stand and presenting the declaration that our children did not have to die unless that was there. Now, because all of us make agreements before we get here, on a different level. But, some of those are not what's happening right now.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what had us actually embrace the summit, so that we can actually, participate as an inroad into our community.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing work.
But, I'm just kind of blown away listening to all of you moms speaking your own commitment to yourself and, as women first, as mothers, as people of Black African descent, and to your children and other people's children, the children of the Black African community. And I am truly just blown away. I want to try this. Go ahead. Someone was saying something? Okay, well, let me. I want to try this. Kumba, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yay.
Hurrah. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Yes.
I was sure.
Happy Mother's Day, Kumba.
Yeah.
Mother of us all.
That's right, the mother of us all.
Yes.
I'm so glad to hear everybody's voices, and you sound so enthusiastic on a Mama's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really great to hear your voices. When Danita made several attempts to get me in on this call, I didn't think it was going to happen. And then I started to break in and look like nobody could hear me. So then I said, well, maybe I'm on mute. But the International Black Summit has been something I've been talking about ever since the very first one. And it's really been a love for me. And I've watched, you know, many people bring their families and their children and, you know, and change it. I could see the change in the children. And I was just sitting here thinking, you know, out of the youth, I adopted a Kenyan youth, which is Wambui. So that's my granddaughter. My
yes,
granddaughter,
oh, Wambui.
Yeah, who finished at Spelman, and then she just recently in December got her master's from the Clinton School of Public Service.
Exactly.
So, you know, there's been so many great things that have come out of the summit. I keep saying we really need to write a history because
whoa,
you can't remember everything, you know, from
yes,
all the years that have gone by.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
It's really, you know, it's really great. I don't know if anybody went was at the summit, I think in California, where this young man wrote a poem to all the women.
Yes.
Does anybody still have a copy of that or anything?
Wow.
No, okay.
Let me look.
Right.
I'm
the
sure
my hand
has it in a file somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
Great. Yeah. Wow.
So was there something in particular about that poem that struck you that has had you remember it, like for this?
Say it again.
Was there something in particular
uh-huh,
in that poem that has you remember and bring it up in this moment?
Well, it was, yeah, because it's Mother's Day, and it just made all the women really feel loved by this young man. And it was just, oh, you know, it was just fantastic. I know I felt it, and I feel that all the women in there must have felt it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember. Here it is.
Ah!
Whoa.
Hold on.
Well, would you read it for us, Leticia?
Please.
Let me see. Is this the but is the one that starts with "We Are One Song"?
No, that's it, man.
No,
that's it, man.
No, that's not the one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, that's Fareed's Vision.
Right.
No, that was
that's the one in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
Second,
okay,
Atlanta.
I'll keep looking. I'm sorry.
So you're talking about from 1993?
93. Oakland.
Okay.
No, I don't think I wouldn't have that one. I'm sorry, you guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, if I do find it, there is a way I can post it for this this particular show. If I can find it or someone has a copy of it, I will attach it to this show.
Okay.
We have about 15 minutes left, and so I'm just asking that each one who's here, like, look to see, given that this is Mother's Day and you've participated or are participating, have participated in the summit, and your children have, or grandchildren, or you feel, you know, that you've mothered several children in it, like, what more is there for you to say, like, in closing? You've got enough people on. If everybody takes a minute or two, you can wrap it up.
I mentioned briefly, this is Catherine, that I have an adopted daughter, Nandy, from Johannesburg.
Yes.
That would never, never, never have happened without the summit. I mean, that connection with a daughter in South Africa, with an understanding of another culture, that would never have come about if without my participation in the summit. And Nandy has become such a remarkable young woman. When I met her, she was 16. And when I brought her here to Atlanta to the summit, she was 17. And now she's about 26 and a mother herself and a remarkable young woman with all that she's done to help young people all over the world, especially young women who've been put into sex slavery. And she has a safe house in the Johannesburg area. Wow, the summit has really given me a lot.
And she has like an orphanage there. I don't want to call it an orphanage, but a place for children.
That's her mother. That's the one
that's
her mother. That's her
okay.
mother's. But she has taken over and run it many times when her mother was away.
Right, because I hear about, you know, that's what I hear about from her mostly.
Yeah.
And, you know, how she studied. She's a shaman, you know, a spiritual healer.
She
went through intensive training for that in her own African, you know, roots. She's got the root bag, you know, the medicine woman bag. Yeah, she's very powerful in her community.
Yeah, we visited the orphanage that her mother has when we were there. Her mother started that because she was disabled as a teacher and couldn't work and got bored with sitting home, started going out and bringing home so many children that they had to move next door, Nandy, her mother, father, and brother, and get staff to man the orphanage, and then they had to build a bigger building behind that and so on.
Wow.
It's grown. I think they have about 100 children now.
Wow.
Well, thank you for that, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, International Black Summit.
Yeah.
Are you through?
Yes, I'm
complete. Okay. Being the political person, being involved in politics, the very first summit we had, Pat Reed Porter's husband, can't think of his first name, decided he was going to run. Lindsay, yeah, was going to run for mayor.
Right.
And I looked over there at him in the room, and I thought to myself, oh, he's so young, you know. But he did win. He beat the incumbent and won. Now, one of the things that the goal of Wamboi, and I'm not sure whether she still has the goal, was to become president of Kenya.
Yeah.
And they've had a lot of turmoil in this last election, so I don't know where she is with that, but she wanted to, you know, bring change to Kenya. And I just admire her for working hard and working at it. She's been involved in campaigns. And it's just, you know, wonderful to see women becoming powerful, especially, you know, in the country where women are not supposed to really be that, you know, involved. But they're really changing and doing things and getting out there and becoming active. So I'm very proud of her, whatever her decision is.
Is she working in the government?
She was in this last campaign. Prior to that, fellow that was a politician died, and so his son wanted to take his place, and she worked in that campaign and got him elected. However, in this last election, he did not, wasn't able to get back in. So, but she was involved, you know, in this last election.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Valerie.
Go ahead,
you finished?
Go ahead, Valerie.
I just want to answer, you know, to comment on what you were saying. I really do feel I feel the touch of all of our children, and I get that we are equally all mothers to them. You know, they are precious to us, and we're also very proud of them. Just, you know, that when Wamboi was at the Clinton Center, you know, we were able to stay in communication with her, and I know that Malika's been also, getting emails from her periodically and getting a sense of what's been occurring. So, with that election and everything, mm-hmm. but that I wanted to comment about Mrs. Peavy's conversation about the young people that are dying, that we're losing. But I can also look at the people that we've been able to empower and who, out of their relationships to others, have broken that, that ceiling of not being able to survive. There has been a great deal accomplished through the summit, and I'm losing power on my phone. But that the other thing is that I just thank you, ladies, for being on this call because it put me in. I just lost my mother, conversation, she's very much present. And I am present to the eternal conversation that Mother is, mm-hmm. in being in your presence. And to just acknowledge your children, the love of the children that we have,
mm-hmm.
To hear Moo speak, that was just wonderful, and I just thank you all. My phone is going, so I'm going to have to leave the call. But
okay.
Happy Mother's Day, and thank you for having this call, Danita. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Valerie, and thank you so much for being here and, for being the mother and an inspiration to your children, who've inspired so many other children.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. You supported them in being the extended mom that I needed you to be. Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Power of motherhood. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
As we close, we've got about 2 minutes, and then I need about 2 minutes to close the show out. So, What more is there to contribute? And I've got this caller, I just want to try this again, 773-354. Hi, you dropped off your back. Is there more that you would like to say?
Oh, this is Letitia again. I dropped off of the call.
Okay.
So is there
something you'd like to say in closing?
Just that the summit is a place for us to be whoever we are and comfortably do that in the knowledge that we are loved regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And I love that. And I love all of you for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, mm-hmm. the teacher. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Is Bonita still on the call?
Bonita or Danita?
Bonita.
Bonita, yes. Bonita's here.
Because I think your mom said goodnight, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, no. I'm still here.
Okay.
We're on Tuesday.
Okay.
But,
well, ladies, it's time now for me to close out the show. I thank you, each and every one of you, who have been my guests this evening, Valerie Redmond, Linda Coran, Musim Sut, Kumba, Catherine, Bonita Macklin, Mrs. Peavy, Charlie, Letitia,
Valerie?
I started with Valerie, but Catherine's daughter, whose name I don't know. I know her granddaughter, Vanessa.
Terry.
Okay.
Terry.
And Marquetta for presenting your mom, Adora. Thank each and every one of you who were here tonight in this special segment, Mothers in the International Black Summit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to remind you that Conversation with a Leader airs the second Sunday of each month as we learn about summit participants. I'd like to also let you know that we're going to have a similar companion piece in June for fathers in the summit that's on Father's Day. So be sure to tune in to the International Black Summit Talk Show next week with Clara Lyons Devon hosting the segment You're Invited, as we keep you informed of who in the International Black Summit is doing something in their community and realizing their powerful vision for the black community and the world. Remember, you can listen to this or any past broadcast 24/7, 365 at the www.blacksummit.org talk show. And for more information about the International Black Summit or to register for regional activities or the annual event, log on to www.blacksummit.org. My name is Lenar, and have the very best moments yet of your eternal life.
Thank you.
Thank
Lenar.
You.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Lenar.
You are welcome.
Can I close us out with something?
Actually, we are off the air, and I'm not sure because I can't see the switchboard any longer, and I can barely hear you. So the best thing I can say again is thank you, and good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Oh, she said to maybe stay on.